The characteristic note of Paul's letter to the Philippians is above all that of joy.
保罗给菲利比教会的信的最重要的特质就是喜乐。
This is a very remarkable feature in view of the fact that the letter was written in prison, where Paul was held under a capital charge.
这是一个极为了不起的特征，因为这封信是从监狱里写的，而它的作者是被定为死罪的。
Paul's faith triumphs over adversity and causes him to rejoice whatever happens.
保罗对神的信心使他不论发生什么都能够胜过困难而欢喜。
When you read this letter, notice the number of times Paul uses the term joy and rejoice in this letter.
我们读这封信的时候，我们可以注意到，保罗在这本书中使用了许多次的喜乐和欢喜这两个词。
This shows that for Paul, Christian joy does not depend on a person's circumstances.
这显明对保罗来说，基督徒的喜乐不是因一个人的环境而改变。
The letter is written to a Christian community with whom Paul has had a long and happy relationship. Even though they are not yet perfect, they are nevertheless his joy and his crown, in whom he hopes to boast on the day of judgment.
这封信是保罗写给他与之有长久而美好的关系的一个基督教团体。尽管这个团体的人并不完美，然而他们却是他的喜乐和冠冕，是保罗能够在审判之日能引以为荣的。
Another major theme of this letter is the unity of the church.
腓立比书的另外的一个主题是教会的合一。
Philippians is one of four letters written from prison.
腓立比书是四封监狱的书信之一。
The traditional idea is that all of these letters were written from Rome.
教会传统是认为这封信是这所有的监狱书信是写自于罗马。
But I agree with a minority such as N.T. Wright, who believes that Philippians was written from Ephesus.
但是我却认同一小部分的圣经学者，例如圣经学者 N.T. Wright, 他们认为腓立比书是写自于以弗所。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 23, Paul claims that he was imprisoned many times.
在哥林多后书11章23节当中，保罗宣称他许多次在监狱里。
He also refers to an occasion when his life was in danger in Asia.
他也提到有几次他在亚细亚几乎命都绝了。
Also, was this the occasion when he says he fought with wild beasts at Ephesus?
是不是这次就是他在哥林多前书当中15章32节当中所提到的他在以弗所与兽搏斗呢？
Afterwards, Acts 23:35 mentions that on his way to Rome, Paul was imprisoned at Caesarea for 2 years.
并且过后呢，在《使徒行传》23章35节当中提到，在他去罗马的路上，他曾在该撒利亚坐监两年。
In Acts chapter 28 verse 30, it reads, For 2 whole years, Paul stayed in Rome, in his own rented house, and welcomed all who came to see him.
使徒行传28章30节写道，保罗在自己所租的屋子里房子里住了足足两年，凡来见他的人他全都接待。
In this letter, however, Paul is in prison. He is chained to a soldier 24 hours a day.
可是在保罗的书信当中，他正在坐监，一天24小时和一个士兵锁在一起。
This certainly does not sound like the same situation.
这样看来的话，这两次绝对不是出自同一个场合。
Now I will start interpreting the paper that some of you have of my translation.
现在我开始翻译你们手上有的那个希腊英文的译本。
Paul starts from Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all God's people.In Philippi, who are in union with Christ, in union with Christ Jesus, together with their overseers and ministers, may God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace.
腓立比书第一章第一节和第二节，保罗和基督耶稣的仆人保罗和提摩太写信给凡住在腓立比在基督耶稣里的众圣徒和诸位监督诸位执事愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们
Paul refers to himself and Timothy as slaves of Jesus Christ
保罗称他自己和提摩太为耶稣基督的奴仆
He does not use the word servant which is found in manytranslation.
他没有用在很多译本当中用的仆人这个字。
A servant can change jobs.
一个仆人可以改换工作。
A slave belongs to his master.
而一个奴仆呢却属于他的主人。
I have also noted that the word Christ in Greek is a translation of the Hebrew term Messiah, which means the anointed one.
我也同样注意到基督这个字是希伯来语弥赛亚受膏者的这个字的希腊字翻译。
For the early Christians, the term Christ was not a name, but a title.
对早期基督徒来说基督这个字不是一个名字而是一个头衔。
N.T. Wright points out that the Messiah is the anointed king of Israel.Who in scripture was supposed to be the ruler of all other earthly things.
圣经学者 N.T. Wright 指出弥赛亚以色列的受膏者是要成为全地统治者的君王。
It is because Paul is a slave announcing the king that he can call his message gospel.
正因为保罗是以奴仆的身份来宣告这位君王所以他称他的信息为福音
So instead of translating Christ Jesus N.T. Wright announces King Jesus
所以呢圣经学者 N.T. Wright 也将基督耶稣翻译成耶稣君王
Then Paul addresses the Christians in Philippi as God's holy people
然后Go ahead.
Oh, this is a word which is normally translated as saints.
然后保罗称腓立比教会的基督徒们为神圣洁的子民通常呢称为圣徒。
The word holy means to be separated.
圣徒圣洁意味着分开分离这个意思。
Christians are people separated by God.To be his new chosen people.
基督徒是一批被神分别出来的成为属他的选民的一批人。
This letter is the only one where Paul includes the leaders of the church.
腓立比书是保罗书信中唯一的一封在开始的时候提到教会领袖的书信。
The Greek term overseer is often translated bishop.
希腊文监督这一词经常被译为主教
But this usage was not used until after the New Testament period.
但这种用法直到新约以后才开始使用
Philippi was a special Roman colony where the citizens of Philippi were automatically citizens of Rome.
腓立比是一个特殊的罗马殖民地在那里腓立比居民自然也是罗马公民
And this city was governed by overseers.
这个城的统治者就叫做监督。
The term deacons can also be translated as ministers.
执事这个字也可被译为传道。
The main idea is that you have a person who serves in a specific ministry.
他的意思，总的意思就是一个专门从事具体事工的人。
In Romans chapter 16:1, Paul refers to Phoebe, who delivers and interprets his letter to Romans, as a deacon of the church in Thessalonica.
在罗马书16:1节当中，保罗提到为他翻译并传递罗马书的姐妹菲比是坚格里教会的一个执事。
Then Paul continues in his letter.
保罗继续写下去。
I thank my God every time I remember you in my prayers. I am constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you. Because of your active participation with me in spreading the gospel, from the very first day until now.
就是腓立比书第1:3-6节。 我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神；每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。我深信，那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。Therefore,
I'm convinced of precisely this, that the God who began this good work of salvation among you will continue to carry it through to completion, right up to the day when Jesus Christ shall return. Notice the Greek Eucharisto, which means to give thanks.
请注意这个希腊字 Eucharisto, 意思是感谢。
The Eucharist is the formal name used by all Christians to refer to the Lord's Supper.
Eucharist 这个字是所有基督徒在正式场合当中来指圣餐的。
The key idea is to give thanks.
中心思想就是感恩。
Notice also the Greek word koinonia in verse 5.
也请大家注意第5节当中的这个希腊字 koinonia.
It is a word we generally translate as communion or fellowship.
这个字我们通常翻译成交通或者是团契。
However, it also means sharing things in common. And in this letter, it means participation and partnership.
可是这个字通常呢也指共同之处，在这封信当中指参与和分享。
Then Paul continues, indeed, it is only right for me to think and to feel this way about all of you, because you are always in my heart. Since all of you have been my fellow partners, sharing in the special gift of my God-given ministry, both when I am in my chains and in my work of defending and firmly establishing the truth of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the deep affection that comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself.
腓立比书第1:7-8节，我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因你们常在我心里。 无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。Notice
the Greek word phronero.
请大家注意希腊文这个字phronero.
It is one of Paul's favorite terms in this letter.
这是保罗在这份书信当中最喜欢用的词之一。
It means to think, to feel, To have an attitude.
意思是思想、感受，在采取一种立场。
And also notice the phrase, "Fell upon this of my grace."
也请注意这个希腊词，一同承受恩典的同工。
San Colonio is a combination of Colonia, which means partners, combined with son, which means together with.
San Colonio 这个字是由 Colonia 组成的，意思是同伴，在与这个前缀 son 组合，它的意思是一起。
When you combine them together, you have fellow partners or joint partners with.
当你把这两个字放在一起的时候，他们就成为一起做工的同伴，或者是合伙人。
And what does Paul mean by my grace?
在这里，保罗所指的我的恩典是什么呢？
Here, Paul is not using grace in its normal meaning.
在这里呢，保罗没有使用恩典的这个传统的意思。
In a few places, grace.Has a specialized sense of God-given, God-enabled ministry or task.
在几处不同的地方，像加拉太书两章六节、罗马书十二章三节、十五节、十五章十五节等等，恩典有一种特殊的意思，它意味着说是神所赐的，而只有神才能够完成使之完工的事工和任务。
The basic meaning of the word grace is gift.
恩典这个词的最基本的意思是礼物。
And there are few places in the New Testament where the word gift fits better than the word grace.
在新约当中有几处用礼物这个词比恩典更加恰当。
God had given Paul a special ministry.To complete.
神是交给保罗一项特殊的事工来完成。
N.T. Wright notes, the basic appeal which Paul addresses emphatically to every single one of his readers is not just from Paul speaking on his own authority.
圣经学者 N.T. Wright 写道，保罗对他的每一个读者所强调的最基本的请求就不是出于保罗自己的权柄。
He makes it because God has equipped him with a particular task, with the grace given to me.
他强调是神装备了他，并且用神所给的恩典来成就这项事工。
Finally, in Paul's world, the bowels are the seat of emotions.
在最后呢，在保罗的这个字句当中呢，耶稣基督的心肠就是各种情感的出发源地。
Whereas today we believe that our emotions come from my heart.
我们现在相信我们的情感是来自于我们的心。
And then Paul continues.
然后保罗继续写道。
And this is my prayer that your love may keep on growing.Even more and more, in deeper knowledge and every form of perfect insight, so that you may be able to determine which things really matter, in order that you may be pure and blameless in preparation for the day when Christ shall return. Having been entirely filledWith the fruit of righteousness, which comes through Jesus Christ. All of this is for the glory and the praise of God.
腓立比书第一章第九节到第十一节这样说，我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分别是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。并靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀称赞归于神。
For Paul, Christian love must continue to grow day by day so that Christians may have deeper knowledge and all forms of perfect insight.
对保罗来说，基督的爱必须，基督徒的爱必须每天都在成长，以至于基督徒对神有更深的知识和各种的见识。
This is not perhaps how we often think of love.
这也许不是我们也许不是经常这样想到爱这个字的。
We often think of love as having to do with emotion and affection, not with knowledge and wisdom.
我们经常认为爱这个字，爱这个件事是与情感和温情有关的，而与知识和智慧无关。
But for Paul, they are all bound up together.
但对保罗来说，他们却都是连在一起的。
What we call the heart and with what we call the head were not separated as we have sometimes allowed them to be.
我们所称为的心和我们所称为的头脑是不应该分开的，就像我们有时候允许他们分开一样。
If Christian love is to be the genuine article, true love for God, true love for one another, is bound to work its way out in a knowledge and wisdom.
如果基督徒的爱要真正能够成为一种诚挚的情感，一种真正对神的真挚的爱，一种对彼此的真正的爱，它一定会要起源于知识和智慧。
Also, Christians must learn how to determine what really matters and are important in their lives and in the church.
同样，基督徒必须学会决定什么是真正重要的，什么是他们生命中最重要的，什么是教会中真正重要的。
The Philippians lived as we do in a world where several moral issues were blurred and distorted, and it was often hard to see what was the right thing to do.
腓立比的教会的人，基督徒们跟我们一样，住在一个许多道德问题非常模糊和弯曲的时代，经常看不清到底什么是对的。
Finally, in verse 11, he prays that they may be filled to overflowing with the fruit of righteousness.
保罗在最后的时候，他祷告说，腓立比教会的基督徒们能够靠着耶稣基督结满仁义的果子。
Here the word righteousness emphasizes more the behavior which results from God's faithfulness and the status of being forgiven family members.
在这里，公义这个字强调因由神的信实而来的行为，以及一个被饶恕的家庭成员的地位。
The important thing throughout is that every stage of the process, when people first hear the gospel, when they believe it, when they begin to live by it, and when they make progress in faith and love, nothing is done to the glory of the people concerned, as though they were able arrogantly to advance their own cause.
贯穿始终的一个重点就是，在每一个阶段，在这些阶段中，当人们刚听到福音，当他们相信福音，当他们开始新生命来以新生命来生活的时候，当他在信与爱中长进的时候，没有一件事是能够将这些的荣耀都归于人的，因为人不能够靠自己往前进。
Everything is done, as Paul insists here, through Christ Jesus, and to the glory and to the praise of God.
每一件事在这阶段当中所发生的，都像保罗所强调的，是靠着耶稣基督，并且叫荣耀与颂赞归于神。
Then Paul continues.
保罗继续道，
Now, I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually resulted in helping rather than hindering the advancement of the gospel. As a result, God has revealed to all the members of the palace guard and to everyone else here that a reason for my chains is because I am a Christian. And as a further result, because of my change, most of the brothers and sisters have become more confident. In the Lord, and are getting more and more daring to speak the word of God fearlessly and with extraordinary courage.
腓立比书第一章十二节到十四节这样说：弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺，以至于我受的捆锁，在御营全军和其余的人中，已经显明是为基督的缘故。并且在那在主里的弟兄多半因我受的捆锁就多信不疑，越发放胆传神的道，无所惧怕。
What Paul is saying is that many people felt that for a traveling apostle to be put in prison must have seemed like a concert pianist having his hands tied behind his back。
第十二节呢非常重要，保罗在这里说明显明一件事件呢有迂回的发生。保罗在此说的是，许多人会感到对于一个四处传道的人来说，被囚入监牢就像一个音乐会的钢琴家的手被绑住一样。
How can he possibly continue the work he's been called to do?
他怎样才能继续他被召所做的工呢？
Paul's good news for themis that on the contrary, his imprisonment has actually given him new opportunities to preach the gospel to soldiers and to other government officials.
保罗对这些人的好消息却是相反，他的被囚却实实在在地给了他新的机会来向士兵和政府官员们传讲福音。
Unfortunately, this reversal is not made clear in most English translations.And is missing in most translations in other languages. Although, it is very clear in Greek.
可惜的是，这样的一个退后的迂回的事件，在许多英译本当中没有注解清楚，在许多的其他语言译本当中也缺乏注解，尽管在希腊文原文当中却很清楚。
A Bible translator wrote me to tell me that in English, the word actually,does reflect this reversal.
有一位圣经的翻译者呢，写信给我说，这个英文字实际上已经完全反映了这样的一个迂回的事情。
But I still do not see it.
但是我还是觉得看不到。
I think it would be helpful if they added another phrase and said, contrary to popular expectations, what has happened.To me, has actually resulted in the advancement of the gospel.
我想，如果他们增加一句，就会更有帮助。那就是相反与通常所认为的期望，已发生的事实上已经帮助了福音的进展。
The Bible has several reversals.
在圣经当中有几处迂回事件。
For example, there is a story of Joseph.
例如约瑟的故事。
Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, but he became important in Egypt.
约瑟的弟兄们把他卖为奴隶，但是他却在埃及成为显贵。
After Joseph's father, Jacob, died, his brothers came to Joseph, seeking his forgiveness.
约瑟的父亲雅各去世以后，他的兄弟们、兄长们来见约瑟，请求饶恕。
Joseph's reply is one of the most memorable statements of faith anywhere in the Bible.
约瑟的回答是整本圣经当中最值得纪念意义的话之一。
In Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, Joseph says, Don't be afraid. Don't suppose that I am in God's place. After all, you meant evil against me.But God meant it for good.
在创世纪五十章二十节当中，约瑟这样说：“不要怕，我怎能代替神呢？以前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思是好的。”
And he forgives them and continues to take care of them.
然后他饶恕了他们, 并且继续照顾他们。
But the greatest reverse of all was the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
但是在圣经当中, 最大的一个迂回的事件就是耶稣基督的死和复活。
When Jesus died on the cross, it seemed that Satan and death had won.
当耶稣死在十字架上的时候, 看上去撒旦和死亡已经得胜。
However, the great reversal came on Sunday morning, on Easter morning, when God raised Jesus from the dead.
可是, 这个最大的迂回的事件发生在复活节的早晨, 当神使得耶稣从死里复活。
God's power had reversed defeat into victory and defeated Satan and death once and for all.
神的大能将失败转为得胜, 一次就打败了撒旦和死亡。
Another note is on the word advancement or progress.
另外一个字是在这个, 这两个字, 进展和进步上面。
The United Bible Society, their notes to help translators write, this word translated progress, which appears again in verse 25, is a military metaphor describing a scout who identifies and, if possible, removes obstacles before an advancing army.
在联合圣经协会在他们帮助翻译者的注释当中这样说,进展这个词在25节当中又重新出现,是一个军事用语,它描述工兵寻找,并且是如果可能的话,移去障碍物,使得军队继续能够往前进。This
word signifies advancement in spite of the dangers and obstacles that block the way of the traveler.
这个词标志着不管危险和障碍,不管怎么样发生,都要移去障碍。
In verse 14, Paul sounds a note of triumph. As a further result, because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become more confident in the Lord, are getting more and more daring to speak the word of God fearlessly and with extraordinary courage.
在十四节当中,保罗唱出了胜利的音符,那就是,因我受的捆锁,就在主里的弟兄就笃信不疑,越发放胆传神的道,无所惧怕。
And then Paul continues.
然后保罗继续说,
It is true that some of them are preaching Christ motivated by jealousy and a spirit of strife, while there are others who are proclaiming Christ motivated by obedience to God's will. The latter are motivated by love because they know that God has divinely appointed me for the purpose of defending the gospel. While the former ones proclaim Christ motivated by selfish ambition, not sincerely, for they imagine that they can cause me more physical and emotional suffering while I am in my chains.
第十五节到第十七节这样说,有的传基督是出于嫉妒纷争,也有的是出于好意,这一等是出于爱心。 知道我是为便民福音设立的,那一等传基督是出于结党,并不诚实,意思是要加增我捆锁的苦处,这有何妨呢?或是假意,或是真心,无论怎样,基督究竟被传开了。What
difference does it make? The important thing is that Christ is being proclaimed in every possible way, whether from false motives or true motives. And because of this fact, I will rejoice. What is more, I will continue to rejoice. Because as far as I am personally concerned, I know that this situation will result in my salvation. By means of your prayers for me, and by means of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, being given to me by God for support.
为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救。
Here Paul is saying something that is unusual for him.
在这里保罗说明了，指出一件事情对他来说呢不太寻常。
He doesn't care what a person's motive is, just as long as that person is preaching Christ.
他不在乎一个人动机，只要他能传扬基督。
Paul is saying all this obviously to encourage the church in Philippi.
保罗这样说是显然是为了鼓励腓立比教会。
But it also ought to be a great encouragement for all of us as well.
也应该成为对我们所有人的鼓励。
How often are we tempted to feel discouraged because the plans we had were badly thwarted, or because malicious people were trying to make life difficult for us.
我们多少次会经常失望灰心，因为我们的计划受到重大的打击，并且有一些人使我们的生命非常生活非常困难。
We need to learn from Paul and long before from Joseph the art of seeing God's purpose working out through problems and difficulties.
我们需要向保罗或者是很早以前约瑟学习一门艺术，这门艺术就是解决困难与问题时看见神的目的。
God meant it for good.
神的意思是好的。
Just as long as people are announcing that Christ Jesus is King and Savior, I'm going to rejoice and I'm going to celebrate.
只要人们在不断地宣告基督耶稣是主、是王、是他们救赎主的时候，我就要欢欣并要庆祝。
Paul ends this section with emphasizing the importance of people praying for him and the support of the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
保罗最终结尾强调人们为他祷告的重要性以及耶稣基督之灵的扶助。
Without these two essential things, we Christians can do nothing.
没有这两样，我们基督徒只能徒然无力。
Paul continues.
保罗继续。
This is according to my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way. On the contrary, that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted now as always, now in my body, whether I live or whether I die. For as far as I am personally concerned, to continue to live is to continue serving Christ, and to die is gain. Now if I continue to live in this physical body, this will mean more fruitful labor for me, and I am not sure which option I will prefer. Indeed, I am torn between the two options. My own desire is to depart and to be with Christ, for that is by far the best. However, it is more beneficial for your sake that I continue to remain alive in this body. Since I am convinced of this fact, I am confident I am sure that I shall continue to remain alive and stand by to help. I will help all of you in order to encourage your advancement in the faith, and your joy in it. So that because of me, the reason for your confident pride in Christ Jesus may increase to overflowing when I return to be among you.
腓立比书二十节第一章第二十节到二十六节这样说，为此我就欢喜，并且还要欢喜，因为我知道这是借着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，终必叫我得救，照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处，但我在肉身活着，若成就我功夫的果子，我就不知道该选择什么。我正在两难之间，情愿与世界离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比。然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是重要的。我既然这样深信，就知道仍要住在世间，切与你们众人同在，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐，叫你们在基督耶稣里的欢乐，因我再到你们那里去就越发加增。
Here Paul is referring to his upcoming trial.
在这里呢，保罗指向他将来所要来的，马上将要到的受审。
In verse 22 I have used the term prefer, whereas most translators use the term choose.
我呢，在二十二节当中，我用了宁愿这个字，而没有使用其他翻译者所用的选择这个字。
The reason I chose prefer is that Paul will be put on trial for his life.
因为我使用宁愿这个字，是因为保罗将会受生命的受，就是将会受审。
Paul cannot choose what he lives or dies.
保罗本身不能够选择或生或死。
The decision is totally up to the judge.
决定权在于法官。
Paul's aim in this section, of course, is to convince the Philippian church that whatever happens to him in his present imprisonment, it won't mean that everything has gone badly wrong.
保罗在这部书信当中的目标呢，目的就是要使得腓立比教会相信，就是不管发生什么事，都不会表明局势坏得不可收拾。
He knows that there is a reasonable chance that his authorities may suddenly decide that it's time to execute him.
他知道很有可能当局突然会要处死他。
Human life was cheap in the Roman world, and perceived troublemakers were executed very easily.
在罗马，当时罗马呢，人命很不值钱，而被看作是闹事者的人呢，更容易被处死。
Paul wants to put the Philippians in a frame of mind, so that if news of his death suddenly arrives, they will know that he was himself both ready for it.And is quite happy about it.
保罗想要腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们准备好，就是万一他的死讯突然来临的时候，他要他们知道他自己在这之前已经准备好，并且还相当乐观。
In fact, he sees advantages what he lives or he dies.
事实上，他无论生或死都看到好的一面。
He prefers to die.And wait for the day of resurrection.
他在生死当中宁愿死而等待复活之日。
At the same time, he knows there is much more work for him to do.
在这同时，他知道还有更多的工作要他来合作，来他去做。
The churches he has already founded need much more teaching and leading of the sort that at the moment only he can give.And there are more churches to be planted.
他所设立的众多的教会需要更多的教导，而当时只有他才能提供这样的教导，而且还有更多的地方需要去执堂。
After all, if God had called him to be the apostle of the Gentiles, there are plenty more parts of the Gentile world who for the name of Jesus has still not been heard.
毕竟如果神召他成为外邦人的使徒，外邦人的世界当中还有很多地方从来没有听见过耶稣的名字。
Paul is quite confident then that God will in fact allow him to be released and resume his traveling ministry. And one of the first places he intends to visit happens, when that happens, is Philippi itself.
保罗因此很确信神会实际上允许他被释放并且继续他的旅行传道。那么第一处他要拜访的地方之一呢，就是腓立比本教会本身。
Alongside this passage, we should also read 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 to 11.
和这本章一起要读的就是哥林多后书一章八到十一节。
There Paul describes what actually happens before he was released.
在那儿呢，保罗描述了他在被释放之前其实真正发生的事。
It looks as though things had come to a point where he not only thought that he was going to be killed, but where his own spirit reached such a low ebb that he felt the potential death sentence going right down into his own heart and mind.
在那呢，似乎听上去事情糟糕到一种地步，保罗不禁想到他会被处死，而且他的灵性也到达了一个低潮，以至于他感到一种潜在的死刑已经进入到他的心智。
So in other words, we shouldn't assume that just because this present passage strikes a cheerful and joyful note that this was how Paul always felt.
换句话说，我们不应该这样设想，因为这段话保罗说的色彩呢，他的色彩非常喜乐，那就是保罗一直这样的感受。
His belief never wavered. Indeed, it came through the terrible experience strengthened.
他的信心从来没有动摇过，而是经过可怕的经历后变得更加刚强。
But his feelings came and went.
但是他的感觉却会有起伏。
Learning to distinguish between the two and to maintain belief and hope with or without their accompanying feeling is itself a part of Christian maturity.
懂得分辨这两者，就是信心和感觉，并且学会不凭感觉来保持信心与盼望，也正是基督徒成熟长大的一部分。
Notice in verse 25, Paul used the term advancement or progress.
请注意到，在25节当中，保罗运用了这个词，进展和进步。
This he also used in verse 12.
这个词在12节当中也用到过。
The use of these two words twice showed that the main theme of this whole section was to emphasize that whatever happens, Paul is God's way of advancing the progress of the gospel.
这两个字的运用显明说，这整段的主题是强调不管发生什么，保罗是神所使用的用来扩展福音的器皿。
Now the most important thing is this.
最重要的是在下面。
Exercise your rights and your duties as faithful citizens of heaven in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Christ.So that whether I am able to come and actually see you, or whether I remain absent, I will hear the same thing about you and about your situation. Keep on standing firm, united with the one Holy Spirit, fighting side by side as one person for the faith, which is the gospel.Do not be intimidated anyway by your opponents. Your behavior will be proof to them that they will be destroyed and that you will be saved. And this is God's doing. Because God has graciously given to you the privilege on behalf of Christ, not only to continue to believe in Christ, but also to continue to suffer on behalf of Christ. Now you are fighting the same battle which you saw me fighting in the past, and which you now hear that I am still fighting.
腓立比书第一章二十七节到三十节，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们的沉沦。你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
Paul begins by encouraging the Philippians to exercise your rights and duties as faithful citizens of heaven in a manner that is worthy of the gospel of Christ.
保罗在这里鼓励腓立比人行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Notice the word politomai, and you can almost see the English word politics.
请注意这个希腊字 politomai, 你可以辨认出英语的词根政治。
This is the only time Paul uses the word.
这是保罗书信当中唯一使用这个词。
In Philippi, the people are proud of their Roman citizens, and often they will hear speeches telling them to be good citizens.
在腓立比，人们以他们的罗马公民的身份为荣，他们会经常听到，有些演讲教导他们做好公民。
Paul is using the same term to tell Christians to be good citizens of heaven.
保罗也会用同样的词来告诫基督徒们做好的天国的子民。
In Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, Paul reminds the Christians that they are citizens of heaven.
在腓立比书二十节一章二十节当中告诉大家说我们是基督，我们是天国的子民。
If they remain good citizens of heaven, Paul will not have to worry whether or not he can visit them or not.
如果他们继续一直保持做好的天国的子民，保罗不会太担心到底他要不要去拜访他们。
And then he starts using the ideas of Christian soldiers in battle.
然后他运用了基督徒士兵们在打仗的那种思路。
He commands them to keep on standing firm, united with the one Holy Spirit.
他命令他们他命令他们要同有一个心智，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
The first thing soldiers must do is to stand firm and united, and they cannot be disorganized and run away.
士兵们所要做的第一件事就是站立得稳，团结，他们不能一团糟并且逃跑。
This unity comes from the Holy Spirit.
合一是来自于圣灵。
Then he continues that good soldiers must fight side by side as one person for the faith which is the gospel.
然后他继续说，好士兵必须并肩作战，为了福音来并肩作战。
Just imagine what a church can do if everyone were to fight side by side for the gospel, acting in unison as if they were just one person.
请大家想象一下，如果教会里每一个人都是在为了福音的缘故并肩作战，多人如同一人一样，一个教会会做何等大伟大的事。
Finally, he tells them not to be afraid of their opponents.
然后他告诉他们不要害怕敌人仇斗对手的惊吓。
And then Paul tells them that if they do these three things, They will be able to win all their battles, and their opponents will lose.
保罗告诉他们说，如果他们做了这三件事，就是并肩作战、合一，并且不怕敌人的惊吓，他们就能够打败他们的仇敌，他们就会赢他们的战争。
Finally, Paul tells them that a Christian has to be ready to suffer for Christ.
最后，保罗告诉信徒们，一个基督徒必须要准备好为基督受苦。
Paul tells them that suffering for Christ is actually a privilege which God has graciously given to them.
保罗告诉他们说，为基督受苦实际上是神以恩惠的手所给的一种特权。
Paul ends this chapter with the words, "Now you are fighting the same battle which you saw me fighting in the past, and which you now hear that I am still fighting."
保罗以这样的话结束第一章，你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见、现在所听见的一样。
Paul had referred to the Philippians as his fellow partners.
保罗称腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹们为他的同工伙伴们。
Now he tells them that this may involve suffering and fighting the same battles that he fought.
现在他告诉他们这些伙伴们，也许这包含着为基督受苦，并且以及打他所打的仗。
So remember, whatever the situation, the power of God can reverse the situation.
所以，请我们记住，不管环境如何，神的大能能够转换整个的局势。
Remember Joseph's words, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good."
请记住耶瑟的话，你们的本意是要害我，但是神的意思是好的。
All of us must learn from Paul and Joseph the art of seeing God's purposes working itself out through problems and difficulties.
我们所有的人必须向保罗和约瑟学习，学习这门艺术，就是通过解决问题和困难而看到神的目的。
God meant it for good.
神的本意是好的。
Finally, let us remember that this world is not our home. We are citizens of heaven.
最后，请大家记住，这个世界非我家，我们是天国的子民。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21, Paul writes, "And from heaven, we are eagerly waiting for a Savior, our Lord King Jesus. He will transform our humble bodies and make them like his own glorious body by the power that enables him to bring everything under his authority."
腓立比书三章二十节到二十一节这样说，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
In the meantime, let us stand firm, united as one body by the Holy Spirit, and being able to work and to fight side by side as if we were only one individual person.
在这同时，让我们靠主基督站立的稳，有圣灵将我们紧密联合，以至于我们能够并肩作战，并肩工作，如同一人。
In this way, God will bring us to perfection up until the day when Jesus Christ comes again.
这样神将让我们坚得完备，只等到耶稣基督再来的日子。
Maranatha,
主啊，愿你再来。
Even so come,
愿你快来。
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.